At a breakfast hosted by the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, NYRA CEO Chris Kay spent most of his time at the podium outlining a slew of completed projects and new initiatives for guests and workers at the famed Flat Track.
We believe these improvements are an important part of our pledge to provide the enhanced experience on and off the track, efforts which will cultivate and grow a new generation of fans and horse players for years to come, while maintaining the historic character of Saratoga Racecourse.
NYRA, under state control for the past few years, has been focusing its efforts on capital projects to bring in new customers. Kay announced a new wagering pavilion, where on Saturdays, guests can get pro advice on how to place their bets. More high-def TVs have been added, along with a new video board. Online wagering on New York races will expand outside the state. A second-floor simulcast area has been added in the upper carousel area, and a new broadcast service will bring live racing to viewers at home every day. Kay explained the new live broadcasts began at Belmont earlier this year.
So now we're going to go from the show at Belmont to Saratoga Live. It'll be an expanded version. So from 4 p.m. to 6:30 every day, our races will be broadcast live on a number of different channels.
Addressing concerns from last year's new reserved seating system, Kay said the call-ahead picnic area will have fewer tables to allow more room for groups. Trackgoers have also expressed concerns over the popular giveaway days. With two giveaway days set for Mondays this summer, Kay said NYRA is trying to make sure there's an adequate supply of gifts for fans.
And so part of the problem we had is when some people abuse it and take home 20 or 25 items, then you don't have enough and you run out. We're doing the best we can to try to be cognizant of a tradition, but also make sure that the people who we want to show our appreciation for receive the gift.
With the new season pass program proving successful at Saratoga, Kay said this year season pass holders will be able to receive discounts at restaurants and businesses downtown, as well as regional attractions. Four new cottages are also being completed for backstretch workers. The New York Racing Association has been surrounded by political controversy of late, as local leaders hoping to bring the organization back to a private nonprofit could not come to an agreement with Governor Andrew Cuomo. Kay praised the organization's current board and said it will continue to improve racing.
There are days when I find it very frustrating, and yet when I talk to our board members, I always have an uplifting moment. I call it a bounce in my step, because they are such fine people and they're doing the right thing.
Coming off a record-breaking season last year, boosted by American Pharoah's Triple Crown, Kay said he's already seen signs of another strong season at Saratoga.
We had record attendance last year at Saratoga, and this year at the Belmont Stakes, we had a number of young people all dressed up, having a great time. In fact, the producer for NBC commented to me afterwards that they've never seen so many young people having a great time at the Belmont before. So we hope that momentum will continue.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.